Hi.
Hi. Hi guys, I'm Sunny and welcome back to our channel.
Hi guys, I'm Jack. Nice to be with you again.
Okay, so Jack, what's our topic for today?
Well, today's topic is going to be about my best friend in China.
Your best friend in China. Okay,
yeah.
Who is it?
Well,
I thought it's going to be me.
Oh, well, I meant second best friend in China.
Sorry. Second best friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, obviously you're first, Sunny. Don't worry.
Okay.
But anyway, his name is Fish.
Fish.
Yeah. You know Fish.
Yeah, I know Fish.
Do you know Fish?
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I sure
really?
Do.
Yeah, so his name's Fish because his name sounds like fish in Chinese. Yue, 对吧?
Yue.
Yue.
So Fish is actually his nickname, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I thought we could have a look at some fish-like idioms.
Idioms.
Yeah, so, you know, expressions and phrases that are about fish, not the person.So, Fish is, he's cool guy, cool Chinese guy.
He's fat?
Nah,
just kidding.
Yeah, but I'm heavier than him now. That's,
oh,
that's the worrying thing, yeah.
And Fish told me that he is your 老公.
不是。我是他的老公。他说
Okay, anyway, so you guys are really good friends, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's cut the crap and get to the point, okay?
好的。
其实今天我要来和 Jack 一起看一看关于 fish, 关于鱼的一些俚语的表达。那么其实强子在中国有个玩得非常好的朋友叫做 fish, 是因为他的名字中有一个玉听起来比较像鱼，所以他的外号就叫做 fish。那么关于 fish 到底有哪些俚语的表达呢？我们今天就一起来看一看吧。如果大家想要查看本期节目的详细笔记，欢迎微信微博搜索关注早安英文，并且私信回复笔记两个字就可以啦。
So first up, we have a big fish.
A big fish.
对, a big fish is...
一条大大的鱼。
大的鱼。
Mm-hmm.
大的鱼, yeah. So a 大的鱼 is a important, successful, or influential person. So maybe the boss of a big company, or somebody who owns a lot of land and
like
things like that.
Really powerful person,
rich person, a big fish.
Okay, can you give us an example?
Yeah, of course. Before Donald Trump ran for president, he was already a big fish.
Yeah, Trump is a bigger fish now.
Yeah, probably the biggest fish, I guess, isn't he?
Okay, so next we have...Cold fish.
Yeah, cold fish.
冷的鱼。
冷的鱼。
So, cold fish means someone who shows no emotion and comes across as unfriendly or, you know, just...
Not interested.
Yeah, not interested in everything.
Yeah, so you could say, I like her, but she's a bit of a cold fish, meaning, you know, she's nice, but she's just a little bit kind of...distant, not an emotional person.
其实这个 cold fish 就是表示一个人很冷漠，就是可能他的人还不错，但是对任何事情都没有很大的兴趣。比如说 Sunny is not a cold fish at all.
Yeah, most definitely not Sunny. Okay, next we have a odd fish. So an odd fish is somebody who is deemed strange by others. So...People just think that person is a little bit weird, maybe. You know, like...
I think I got you.
Yeah. Sunny is a little... She's nice, but she's a little bit of an odd fish.
Am I?
No, I'm just joking. Don't worry.
Or we can say somebody is a queer fish.
Yeah. Better to say odd fish, though, because sometimes queer can be confused with gay, like homosexual.
Yeah, I know.
So best to just say he's an odd fish. Otherwise, people will think...I don't know, you're a gay fish, I suppose.
You're referring to something.
Yeah, you're referring to the sexuality.
其实这个 odd fish 或者是 queer fish 都可以表示是很奇怪的人 so means that somebody who is very strange or weird. 但是我们通常用 odd, O-D-D, 这个单词用的比较多因为这个单词是比较的常见而 queer,Q-U-E-E-R 这个单词它还可以表示同性恋所以说如果是用在不太熟悉的朋友的身上的话可能会有一些不是那么的合适所以说还是建议大家用这个 an odd fish 比如说I don't want to invite Jack to the party He's an odd fish
Oh, Sunny How dare you? You're such a cold fish
I am not I'm just speaking the truth
All right, moving on to the next one. It's a bigger fish to fry or a better fish to fry.
Mm-hmm. So this means...
It's basically when you've got something more important to do. So somebody asks you something or wants you to do something, but you say, no, I have bigger fish to fry, meaning I have more important things to do.
I can't do it right
now. Yeah, I can't do this now.
这个 bigger or better fish to fry 有一个更大或者是更好的鱼要去 fry 要去炒其实是说我有更重要的事情现在要先做现在没空做你要我做的这个事情、比如说 Jack invites me to dinner and I say that I can't do it right now I've got bigger fish to fry meaning that I haveYou know, just more important things to do, like maybe work.
Yeah, anything that's more important is a bigger fish to fry.
Okay, so next up is fish for compliments. So fish is also a verb, meaning that you try to catch a fish. 捕鱼 So fish for compliments means that you encourage somebody indirectly to, you know, say nice things about you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so for example, hey, Jack.Did you notice anything new about me?
Sunny, your hair looks lovely. Did you get it cut?
No, I just redid my hair yesterday.
Wow, it looks lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
其实这个 fish for compliments 就是表示不是那么直接的鼓励别人说出一些恭维自己的话。比如说我刚刚就像我刚刚问 Jack 一样，有没有注意到我新做的头发、或者说平时有朋友一直问我们他看起来怎么怎么样的时候你就可以跟他说 Stop asking me if you look okay You're just fishing for compliments
Exactly 非常好 Okay, so the next two are basically the same thing、
mm-hmm.
It's not the only fish in the sea
I know this one
Yeah, what is it then? Go on
It means that there are many other suitable or excellent people out there
Yeah, especially romantically. So if one of your friends has a breakup, then you、mm-hmm. can comfort them by saying, come on, you know, she's not the only fish in the sea. There's plenty more fish in the sea. There's lots of other girls out there for you.、
Mm, 其实这个 not the only fish in the sea, 或者说 there are plenty of other fish in the sea, 都是表示不要吊死在一棵树上还有还有很多很棒的人就是常常像比如说我们的朋友分手了我们就会安慰他们说又不是只有他一个了你就可以这样说 Come on, he's not the only fish in the sea Okay, so the last one for today is like shooting fish in a barrel
Yeah, so a barrel is like a big wooden kind of 东西 for
bucket?
Yeah, like a bucket, a big one for putting things inside
其实 barrel 就是我们常常看见那种木做的比较大的那种桶 So like shooting fish in a barrel means I guess it means that something which is really easy
对真的很容易
真的很容易
if something is super easy like ridiculously easy you can say wow that was like shooting fish in
like
a barrel
like Jack eating four burgers kind
Just
of
like
easy
shooting fish in a barrel easy
其实最后一个表达 shooting fish in a barrel在桶里面射杀一条鱼其实也就是我们常说那个瓮中捉鳖易如反掌举手之劳的意思比如说我说eating four burgers is like shooting a fish in a barrel for Jack
Too right
比如说对强子来说吃四个汉堡就是一个非常简单非常容易的事情
So another example would be For Sunny, playing Mahjong and winning money at Mahjong is like shooting fish in a barrel
Thank you for the compliment.
不客气, you're welcome.
他说我打麻将赢钱对我来说是一个非常简单的事情。Thank you, Jack. 好了，以上就是我们今天关于 fish 有关的一些俚语的所有内容。那么其实我们除了每周一到周五更新的免费的音频节目之外呢，同时也有在为大家精心制作付费课程。如果说大家想要更加系统的学习和提高自己的英文，可以到我们的微信公众号早安英文，私信回复会员这两个字就可以了解详情了。那么早安英文还给大家录了一档英语口语急救包的新专辑遇到老外舌头就打结吗地道口语怎么说呢快来个英语急救包吧在喜马拉雅搜索早安英文就可以找到这个新专辑快速帮你解决开口难的大问题那么最后还要提醒大家的是现在添加早安英文创始人 Alan 老师的私人微信号 English087 就可以领取价值699元的发音福利课前300名还有更多英语学习福利哦微信号是 English087再说一遍是 English 087
Hey Fish, if you're listening, don't be an odd fish.
And don't be a cold fish.
Yeah, be a big fish.
And
Sunny won't shoot you in a barrel.
So does Jack.
Yeah. Hot.
Wow, look at us. 4-in-1.
Yeah, that's what you get with morning English. 4-in-1.
Okay, so anyway, that's what we have for today.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening.
对，谢谢你们。Thank you. Bye.
Bye bye. I've been Sunny.
I've been Jack.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye again.